if there is a certain group of people that is predestined unto salvation and other individuals are predestined unto damnation, I mean, it's going to be natural that people are going to ask the question, how do I know I'm one of those who's predestined unto salvation rather than one who's predestined to damnation? And Calvinists certainly have ways of addressing that question. But I think ultimately the ways that they address those questions don't really ultimately come to a helpful answer, because you do ask questions like, well, how do I know I'm one of the elect? And, you know, the response that you'll be given is, well, all of the elect have faith. So if you have faith, you know you're one of the elect. And then there are other questions that you further ask to say, well, how do I know I have faith? Because some of the non-elect have a so-called temporary faith, which is not a real faith. How do I know I don't have that faith? And then the answer becomes, well, you know you have real faith if you have the real fruits of faith. And then you ask, well, how do I know that my works are real fruits of faith, or their motivation is right? What if they're done out of selfish motives and they're not really demonstrating faith? And it can kind of spiral. And I've seen this happen, and it's happened to me as a Calvinist, is you end up really having to kind of look inward to judge yourself to know whether you're really one of the elect or not, rather than looking at something objective. And so if we have a universal grace and there is no predestination into damnation, we can cling just to those universal promises that we're given, whether it be, you know, baptism, the Lord's Supper, absolution, just looking to the cross of Christ, knowing that it's given for us. When we look to those things, we have something external, something that is outside of us or extranos, something that we can cling to that is not within. And when we cling to those things, we have something that is real and sure that we can hold on to as a promise of salvation given to us. And we simply can't have that in the same way when we're coming from a double predestinarian perspective.